What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, how is everybody today, Kathy?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
I'm excited because it is, guess what? Basketball playoff time.
Yes.
And I want to congratulate Hazeville and Towns County for their two wins.
Yes.
Our first date was to a Towns County basketball game.
It was.
Yep. So basketball has been a big part of our family. I grew up playing basketball. I guess I was a kind of a big fish in a small pond around here. But it's just so exciting to watch these kids play. And they're playing some really good schools, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So tell me about the time we went out to Lincoln Charter out there when we were probably about, what, 6-7 years ago?
Yes.
And you talk about in North Carolina, they've got a – I guess I could talk about this as a soapbox, but it seems unfair to me that some of these schools are in these leagues are charter schools that are private schools that recruit.
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
Not in Georgia.
I understand Georgia has fixed that problem.
Yes.
But, you know, when you have a team – I guess we could be like Hoosiers, you know, back in the day. You know, you got these small little schools from West North Carolina, you know, North Georgia, and you're going in there and you're trying to play a school that recruits, you know, somebody from Metro Charlotte area. It's going to be hard to compete being a 1A school. But anyway, I want to congratulate again the Towns County Indians and the Hazeville Yellow Jackets. Super excited about their playoff wins. And we really wish them, I'd like to see them both win the state championship. That would be awesome.
I would
love that. So today we're going to talk about, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about the homeowner's policy because I thought maybe that was more relevant for people when you have a home and trying to protect your home. So we've talked about fairly much about how, you know, things that can happen as far as damage. You know, your house burns, your house have a back of a sewer and drain, making sure you've got enough coverage on your house, things of that nature. We're going to go into a new gear and talk about liability. And I want to talk about a story of a man that was born in 1903, and this man was in a place called Sand Mountain, Alabama, Boaz, Alabama, out in the country. His parents ended up getting the measles, and back in those days, you had some sort of typhoid fever or measles come through town, and we think, you know, as bad as COVID-19 is, I mean, this would wipe out a lot of people in the town. And this man was 4 years old, and both his parents died of the measles. And he was an orphan. So, but you know what? He wasn't born in China. He wasn't born in Russia. He wasn't born in Venezuela. He was born in America. And there was something called the American dream. And he bought into that, and he worked hard. And he was, you know, self-sufficient. He had to go out there and work for himself. And he ended up going to Chicago and graduating college at Northwestern. I mean, this man is really driven, and he got a job and did extremely well in his job and was promoted in his job and ended up starting his own business in 1946. And he did very well. He was in Metro Atlanta, and he was downtown in a skyscraper with his business in the Equitable Building. So he was very successful. There was an article written about him that said that there were more people in Atlanta knew this man than knew Rep Butler. So he was very involved in scouts, very civic-minded, had done extremely well. Well, one day all that hard work almost came to an end. So he got older, he was driving a vehicle, and the sun got in his eyes, and Lord only knows why, but there was some lady that was on the sidewalk or on the side of the road in a walker. I don't know why. And the front of his car hit the edge of the walker and knocked this lady over. I'm pretty sure her hip was broken. Well, guess what her son did?
He sued him.
He was an attorney. Not only did he sue him, he was an attorney.
Right.
So he got a letter from his insurance company that says, you have limits of $100,000. And back in the day, you know, we're talking back in the 70s, that was probably a pretty good limit of liability to have. So the attorney wanted $1 million for this. Now, I think that this, I don't know, I wasn't there, But I'm betting that this attorney was more worried about getting $1 million than what his mom being hurt, because I think it was not necessarily, it wasn't like a death or an injury that was particularly terrible.
Or permanent.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was bad. But anyway, why she was on the side of the road in the walker, I don't know. But regardless, the police came out and they ruled this man not at fault. So that he went ahead and got a court deposition. I read the deposition. I've read the what was done at the going down to the courthouse, and he almost lost it all. I mean, he worked all his life for building up this business. He has his reputation of being somebody that's very well known, somebody that's a go getter. He's at an office at 6 a.m. He's a workaholic. I mean, his whole life is based around his family and also his business. So anyway, I guess the insurance company's stance was that, once you run out of your liability insurance,
you're on your own. Right.
People don't understand that. They don't understand, well, I've got insurance. Oh, I'm an accident. Well, I've got insurance. Don't worry about it.
Right.
But you've got to know what your limits of liability are. And
right.
In this case here, I saw a letter that's saying, basically, once we exhaust our limits, we have no more duty to defend you. You are on your own.
Right.
So that person was my grandfather. And he was actually an insurance agent. He had the insurance business in Metro Atlanta. But even though with him being he's around it all the time. That's what he does. He sells insurance. He recommends coverage. Even his own policy wasn't enough potentially to cover this loss.
Right. I think people don't understand that. Well, they can't sue me. Well, they can sue you. People sue for a lot of reasons, but typically they're going after what the limit is on your policy. And the problem is you will have defense costs on your policy, but if you run out of your limits, you're done. I mean,
you're done.
Have to find your own attorney, yep. Finish up the whole situation, or they actually go after your home, garnish your wages. There's stuff that can happen.
They put liens on things.
They put liens, yes.
Now, this story's going to make you mad. It made me mad. So I'm sitting there with a president of an insurance company. We're at a meeting, and we're talking about minimum limits. And he had almost like this sly cat look on his face. He goes, oh, we love minimum limits. Oh, there's my phone. So anyway, I thought that was pretty bad because, he's like, oh, we just like to pay the limits and be done with you. And I was like, that's not a really good way to protect your customer. I mean, if you're serious about trying to protect your customer and you just want to write some check, and he said, yeah, there's no loss adjustment expense, because when you've got a claim, you've got to hire a claim adjuster as an insurance company and pay them to come out there and, adjust the claim. So if minimum limits are $25,000, I believe it's in Georgia, correct? We don't rhyme, so I don't even know what they are. I know they're $30,000.
$30,000,
$60,000, $25,000. Yeah, North Carolina is, we deal with different states. But when you've got a minimum limit policy and you're sitting there with $25,000 of auto liability and you're having an accident and people are airlifted, what's what airlift cost, Kathy?
About $40,000, $50,000.
If you're lucky. Yeah, we had an employee that had a heart attack at the office. They airlifted him, and I believe it was
$50,000. Yeah, it depends.
Fortunately, he had the Union County. They pay for that. But the bill is extremely can be extremely bad.
Right. But we're talking about home today, and that's the biggest thing, is just liability in general, that we have to have liability on your house. And I typically say that we need to have the liability limits higher than the coverage A, which is your structure, how much it needs to be. So that way, if you were to get sued, you wouldn't lose your home. That's the biggest thing we like to try to do.
Liability.
And get an umbrella.
Just in general, we are talking about home, but I'm talking about most of the times we have somebody that's in a litigation situation, what's it going to be?
On your auto.
On your auto,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the homeowner's policy, Section 1 is for your property,
correct.
Your home, your other structures, loss of use. Section 2 of the homeowner's policy is your liability coverages.
Yes.
So, thinking like different examples of liability, maybe you have a pool.
Right, that's really
what
important.
What happens to somebody?
Fenced.
Yeah, so you got to try to. We talked about us being a risk, risk management. Try to reduce or avoid a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get back, we'll talk more about liability.
Right.
And anyway, we will continue this for, I guess, sometime now. And I'm Mark Moore. This is Mark Cathy on WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore and my husband, Mark Moore. And we just want to talk to you about liability today. But I wanted to also let you know that you can find us, More Insurance Services. It's located in Hayesville next to United Community Bank, in Hiawassee next to the hospital, and in Blairsville, and you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, or, of course, we're on Facebook. We also have a location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is Mountain Insurance. It's located next to, past the Arby's on Highway 64 West, and we have another location in Blue Ridge, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located between United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see us. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Thank you, Kathy. So the introduction to liability insurance we're talking about today, mm-hmm. I talked about my grandfather, you know, basically getting sued back in 76. He got sued for $1 million. So this lady's being, you know, in a walker, she's injured, and guess whose name appeared in the obituary column?
Hers.
Her son.
Her son.
The attorney died.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of ended things there. He also was ruled not at fault. But I thought just the irony of that, you know, he died. I mean, my grandfather's reading the paper one day, and the guy that's suing him is in the obituary column. And no, he didn't knock him off. But anyway, so, you know, it was just,
bad situation.
You know, I don't know how things are. Lord only knows. But, you know, perhaps he reaped what he sowed. I don't know. But anyway, when you come into our office, what do we hear a lot of times when people are looking for liability insurance?
They want the cheapest.
I want
coverage,
the minimum coverage.
Minimum limits.
So
they want whatever they have to be legal.
So when you come in there and I hear somebody that's wanting minimum coverage, mm-hmm. I'm going to think about my grandfather. And I'm going to think about what he went through and how it almost cost him everything.
Right.
Another thing we hear is you can't get whatever tournament.
Blood.
Yeah. And what happens, another thing we hear is like, well, if I have higher liability, what's going to happen?
They're going to go after me for more.
I'm just going to get sued more.
Right.
Yeah. So we hear all the objections of that. But I tell you, that is something that I do not want to be involved in.
Right.
I do not want to have somebody come to my office or our office and they've got a, you know, they're getting sued for $100,000 and they're sitting there with $30,000 liability insurance.
Right.
That is not something I want to be involved
in.
We are not doing a good job for our customer when we're selling,
right.
If we're selling lower limits of liability.
Well, I don't think people think about what could happen. I think people think about just enough to get by, think that it's going to happen to them, which hopefully there won't be anything happen to them. But the problem is if you hit a car, say it's a new Ford F-150, those are $50,000-$60,000.
I can't believe those things
or
cost.
A Range Rover,
yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. What if you're in Atlanta and you're at fault and you're liable for a, you know, a pileup, you know, of cars, and you don't have enough limits for something like that. So we do encourage people to carry higher liability limits on their auto. We'd like them to also have an umbrella, because it's a way to protect not only just your home, but it also goes over your actual auto as well. So it
yes.
helps you.
That's something we talk about too. The umbrella policy is mm-hmm. a big one, but you know, just, you don't want to be caught short when
no.
you, and I can tell you, you know, we have a certain minimum that we write our office. You're not going to get a minimum policy at More Insurance or Mountain Insurance. We do not write those. And again, I feel like I'm not protecting our customer. I feel like if there is something to happen, people, it's no big deal until something happens.
Right.
Everything's no big deal. I save money. Oh, that's great. You save money, but you don't know what your cost is.
Sometimes.
You don't know what your cost is. You may have just wasted $100,000.
Right.
You don't know what your cost is
right.
when it comes to insurance. And I had a friend one time, this dad was a psychiatrist, and I'm like, okay, well, what can you tell me about anything? You know, I guess I'm kind of cynical, maybe a little bit. He's like, Mark, you don't understand this. You have no idea about psychiatry. He said, my dad has seen the same problem over and over and over and over again. He's seen divorce. He's seen addictions. And, you know, if you're somebody that's seen only something one time or never seen, you've never seen a liability claim before.
Right.
As an insurance agent, we see this over and over and over and over again.
Well, I think, too, people don't realize you loan your car, you loan your insurance, and people might have a girlfriend or a boyfriend driving their car. And then maybe the parents or anyone's having to pay for anything or get sued. That's a problem. The problem is if you actually are injured, typically up here, when we have someone has an accident, it's usually a bad accident. And they will, if they can't take care of them here, if they have to be airlifted or ambulance, you're looking at a lot of money for that.
Yep.
And people don't realize, oh, well, I'm covered. Well, it's going to be a point where you have certain limits, and after they're exhausted, then you're on your own. So
it's not a whole lot different, especially in North Carolina, to raise your limits.
No.
I mean, Georgia might be a little bit more, but, it's, you know, we're down in Murphy office, like, we're just raising left and right, and it's like costing hardly anything to raise these limits.
People don't realize.
People don't understand. When people understand, when it's explained to them what they've got, and we'll go through this step by step, but I can tell you people don't understand it.
No.
They think, well, I've got insurance, and, well, they really don't. Kathy, I think we want to talk about the, you know, kind of trying to stay in line with homeowners policy.
Right.
We don't have near as much of a liability as we said when the auto claim. That's pretty standard, you know. But when we have one for the home, it can be a big one.
Right.
It can be a big one.
We see them typically, someone gets sued, maybe they're out playing golf. There was a issue with one of our folks that was playing golf, and they hit.
This was in Metro Atlanta.
And they hit a ball, and they hit somebody, and he was in a coma.
Well, actually, it was a backswing.
Right.
So he was swinging a golf club. And this happened down at Muckle's office in Atlanta. And somebody walked into a backswing, and would you believe it, put him in a coma? I mean, they were in a hospital.
Right.
And he was liable for that injury.
Correct.
Somehow or another, I guess, I don't know why they thought he was at fault, but anyway, he was. Right. And it was a claim.
Right.
We had another time where you know, we had somebody got shot while deer hunting.
Correct.
That was a liability claim.
We also have a lot of issues with when it comes to claims for the homeowners with dogs biting. Like your dog bites somebody. We've had some issues where they have torn up a kid or somebody else.
That's so sad.
And they have had to have, like, plastic surgery. People realize that they can sue you because it's your dog, and people need to realize that as well. We've seen it with a pool where maybe someone's drowned in a pool.
Yeah.
So that's why the actual insurance carriers are all about having it fenced, having it locked, having it, checking it out and making sure that you have no ways to have exposure when you have those things. But we've seen a lot of different things happen over the years with claims having to do with liability, and people don't realize what they are liable for sometimes. And it's even gone to sometimes with social media and different things like that. So just be careful in what you
We had a million dollar claim down in Atlanta because we insured my uncle again. He had a politician insured, and he made some sort of libel or slander against another candidate, and that was a $1 million liability claim.
Correct.
So you don't know. Yeah, it's and what another big ticket item, Kathy, is the ATV.
Yes.
I mean, you've got an ATV and
your
golf cart, go-karts. There's so many things that you can have out there that can create a liability situation.
Correct.
One of the things that people don't understand is there's something called subrogation.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have a situation, an auto accident, where, you know, your insurance or their person's insurance is paid out.
Right.
And they're coming back against you. Now, this is a huge topic. I mean,
yes,
we can go through different examples of claims, but
I wanted to talk to you. I think another one we've seen with homeowners is people with trampolines. People having kids over and they are jumping around and they get injured.
My friend broke his back on trampoline.
Right. So just be careful about that too.
We had a funny one years ago. We had an insurance company that had some publication come out, and they like put on their actually marketing material, kids jumping on a trampoline.
Right.
I was like, boy, your marketing department sure isn't in touch with your underwriting department
because your claims department.
Yeah, you don't even sure kids dropping on a trampoline, right?
No, right.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard because people like to have fun, but you have to be cautious about how you can have exposure for
yourself.
Your
handrails on the steps. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen, slip and falls. It's people.
You know about slip and falls.
Yes, we do. Yeah, people want to sue you. Let me tell you.
Yes.
I mean, it's a litigious society.
Correct.
And we go to Florida. What do we always see on every billboard?
We see billboards all the way to Florida on 75 about suing this or that.
Yes.
It's quite an
And we're there to stand in the gap and protect you from that guy.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
All right, so we're wrapping things up. Again, congratulations to the basketball teams. Go Jackets. Go Indians.
Yeah.
And go.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening on Mark Kathy Moore on Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
WJRB News is everywhere in the mountain.
My goals for the upcoming year would be to continue making progress on getting the new school built, getting those bids up to date and the plans up to date so that we can keep that process rolling.
At the meetings.
We've had to change some fee schedules, and we tried to do all we could without really putting a burden on the taxpayers. And we've turned the corner. We're moving in the right direction.
Reporting weekdays at 8:15, 11:30, and 1:30.
For daily news that's relevant and timely, depend on the Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.